Welcome back to Sports in the Round from the Ground Round on the Beaver Radio Network. Bemidji State women's hockey team heading to Madison this weekend to take on the number 2 Wisconsin Badgers. Their head coach, Mark Johnson, joining us on the Paul Binning Communications Hotline. Coach, your team outscoring its opponents 35-2. What's been the key to your success this early in the season?
Well, I think, the players spent this summer, working out quite hard and came back into start of the season in pretty good shape. And obviously, we had some pieces coming back from last year's team. You mentioned our goaltender, Ann Renee. She's now a junior, experienced. And so when you start a hockey team, and if you have a good goalie, that's a good starting point. And then on the blue line, we've got 3 or 4, defensemen that have been around the league quite a bit. Senior captain Courtney Burke, and then a couple juniors that, are pretty good players. And so if you have a good goalie and you have a handful of kids on defense that are pretty solid and experienced. Again, you have some pieces that has been helpful with our start.
Mark, you split your goalies last weekend against St. Cloud. How different are Anne Renee Debian and Megan Miller between the pipes?
Well, they're different. I mean, Anne Renee's for 2.5 years, played quite a few games and experienced, and our goaltender Megan Miller, who played Saturday's game, was hurt off and on last year, and so hasn't had certainly the experience that Ann has. But, we were excited for her to play Saturday, and, she played well. And obviously any time a goalie gets a shutout, they generally have the biggest smile after the game because, they've helped our team be successful.
This past Friday night, Sarah Nurse scored 2 shorthanded goals 21 seconds apart. Have you ever seen anything like that in your coaching career?
No, I mean, you don't see that very often, let alone in the short time that she did it in. It's tough to score shorthanders and you get 2 in a short period of time. For that game Friday, it changed the dynamics of it where, St. Cloud was going on a power play and we're trying to defend and, you come out of it and you have scored 2 goals and you haven't given up any. And, certainly Sarah's an experienced player and, has got herself off to a real good start this year.
Saturday night's win over St. Cloud State was a lot closer, 2-0. What was it about the Huskies that they were able to keep the score closer?
Yeah, well, a little bit for, like us, they've got 4 junior defensemen and a senior defenseman, so they're experienced. They're certainly not intimidated by anybody, and, they did a very good job Saturday of congesting that scoring area and made it really difficult for us to get pucks to the net. And when we did get to the net, their goaltender played, very well and, made a lot of nice saves. And so as you've seen over the course of your time watching hockey, some nights it's challenging to score goals. And if the other team's defending and blocking shots, it even makes it more difficult. So, we were happy with the win, and I think we took more out of that game from the standpoint that, you're up 1-0, they're going to pull the goalie. How are you going to react? What are you going to do in regards to preserving the lead? And we did a nice job in that, so we actually took some good things out of that game.
Beaver is one of the few teams, Coach, that have had success in your rink, Levon Arena. Why is that?
Well, it's like, last year's team, they defend well. I think they play with a lot of confidence from their goaltender out. And, they've got some experience on the blue line and certainly have some experienced forwards that, play within their system, play it very well, and certainly give themselves an opportunity to be competitive in every game, if not win every game. And certainly I'm sure they're at a real high right now, but they gotten off to a good start, and so it'll be a good challenge for both teams to see where we are. We're still in October, and both teams obviously are playing well. They got good records. They're ranked high in the national polls, so it makes very entertaining Friday and a very entertaining Saturday afternoon.
Well, your team's playing really well this season. Is there anything you guys can improve on?
Yeah, I mean, there's always things. As I mentioned earlier, this is October. We're 6 games into the season, and the whole objective is, when you see us this weekend and then you see us later in the year, we're better later in the year than we are this weekend. And that's the objective. That's what we can control, is to try to improve every day. And over the course of the winter, as you get towards January and February, you end up being a pretty good team.
What are your thoughts on your rookies after 6 games into the season?
It's good. I mean, I think, when people watch, Sophia Shaver, I mean, they'll recognize her speed and her ability to be aggressive on the puck. And certainly, has been an asset with some of our depth as a group. And Michaela Gardner, you know, again, a strong defenseman who, you know, has good speed and is very competitive, and, you know, getting her feet wet, especially with our freshman, Sam Kogan, another forward that plays left wing. And, you know, with a lot of them, they've been able to score goals. Each have scored a goal, and I think as they scored their goals, they relaxed somewhat and can understand now they're capable of playing at this level. So as we watch them, you know, they get better every day, and then as they get tested on the weekends, they show improvement, and that's the encouraging part.
These two teams playing this weekend, much different than a year ago. What do you expect to see out of this year's Bemidji State team?
You know, obviously a sense of confidence, you know, where, you know, in the goal and certainly on the blue line, and then up front they've got kids that are capable of playing and having success and have shown they can have success. And so it'll be an opportunity for us to play against a team that's playing very confident and plays within their systems very well and certainly well coached. And as I mentioned, you know, it's good for women's hockey that we have these weekends where two teams that are playing well, they're playing at a high level, and now they get to compete against each other.
Mark, thanks so much for your time. We'll see you in Madison this weekend.
We look forward to it. Thanks so much.
Thanks.